In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. When the Greeks named animals, they tried to give them names that fit the creature they were naming. So, for example, when the Greeks looked out at a river and they saw these animals that looked like big old horses swimming around in the river, they named those animals hippopotamuses, because hippopotamus very literally means river horse. When the Greeks looked out at the fields and they saw sheep, they gave them a name that very, very literally means forward moving things. So to the Greek brain and the Greek eye, the most outstanding characteristic of a sheep, the thing that struck them the most, is that they move forward. And it's true. Sheep are not flashy. They are not fierce. They are not fascinating. About the only thing sheep know how to do is keep moving forward. And if you see sheep out in a field, unless they are sleeping at the moment, that is very likely what you are going to see them doing, moving forward. Sheep do not like to stand still. They don't like to lie down, and they are so skittish that the slightest little sound will send them scampering forward. Now, moving forward, that's fine. That's good, right? To move forward. The problem for sheep is that they move forward without claws or fangs to defend themselves. They move forward without the ability to find food and water to keep themselves alive. And sheep move forward with such a poor sense of direction that they will actually keep right on walking ahead into a thicket or a ravine that they cannot get themselves out of. Now, what do you need if you are a forward-moving creature, if you are a creature who moves forward with no defense, with no ability to find food or water, and with no sense of direction? What are you going to need as you move forward? You better have somebody who's going to lead you well. You better have a very good shepherd, if that's the creature that you are. And in today's gospel, that is what our Savior Jesus calls himself twice. He calls himself our good shepherd, and throughout the verses of today's gospel, we see how our good shepherd, our Savior Jesus, leads us well as we move forward through our lives in this world. Did you notice, did you realize that you are actually in today's gospel? It's true. Jesus was talking about you when he said, I also have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. See, you and I were not part of Jesus' original flock. We were not among the original group of sheep that Jesus came to shepherd. We were born by nature. We had no spiritual shepherd. And as we just heard, sheep without shepherds are dead meat. They're going to starve or die of thirst, and that's only if they're lucky, because, you know, in order to die or starve of thirst, you have to actually live for a little while, and sheep aren't going to do that. They're going to get torn apart by a predator, or they're going to wander into some death trap that they cannot get out of. And that's what you and I were. We had no word of God to feed us. We had no good news of the forgiveness of our sins, the promise of salvation to quench the thirst in our soul. We were under Satan's power. We were in the jaws of the devil, headed back to his lair to be destroyed, to suffer the punishment of our sins. Sheep with no shepherd. But then we heard the voice of the Good Shepherd, Jesus. We heard the Good Shepherd call out to us in love and say, I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus called out to us with the gospel, the good news that he, the good shepherd, loves us sheep, and he laid down his life to rescue us. The good shepherd laid down his life to save us from the death trap of sin that we wander into, to save us from the devil's grip, to save us from the destruction that our sins deserve. Jesus called out to us and said, "I am the good shepherd." And with that loving call, Jesus made us his sheep. He made us people who want to follow him, people who love him, who know him, and listen to his voice. With that loving call that he is our good shepherd, Jesus joined us to the innumerable flock of his holy church. "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. There will be one flock and one shepherd." So now, we sheep, we are still moving forward, but as we move forward, we are no longer under the control of the devil. We are no longer destined to wander into sin, unable to get out. We are no longer headed toward eternal destruction. Instead, as we move forward every day, we do it under the tender and loving care of our good shepherd, who continues to call out to us every day. Jesus is not a shepherd who calls you, gets you to his side, and then falls silent. Jesus calls out to his sheep every day in love. He keeps calling out to us in his word, in his supper, in the remembrance of baptism. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus has made us the sheep who love him, the sheep who want to listen to him and follow him. We want to do that because Jesus' love for us is enough to lay down his life for us, but we also know that his power is enough to take that life back up again. So our good shepherd lives to guide us and to lead us in love every day. "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again." So the same good shepherd who laid down his life to rescue us from destruction picked it up again, and he is still alive, living and loving to lead us every day. Jesus did all of that, and he still does all of that for us because he loves us and because he loves the Father who gave him this task. "This is the commission I received from my Father." Because Jesus loves his sheep perfectly, he also knows them perfectly. Jesus says, "I know my sheep." As people are spending more and more time alone and apart from other people, it becomes easier and easier for them to feel like nobody in the world really knows them. There is nobody else who really understands them. And sometimes you even know better. You know this person does know you. You know that they do care about you. But sometimes even the people who know us best can still seem like strangers. I once visited a very elderly married couple. They had been married for 65 years, and that was following several years of friendship and courtship. So for over 7 decades, they had known each other. But it was amazing, and I'm sure old age and memory loss was starting to play into it, but even after all those years of knowing each other, occasionally, one of them would turn to the other and say, "What?" Or, "Where in the world did that come from?" Even after knowing each other that long, there were still moments when they seemed not to know each other, and they seemed like strangers. The Good Shepherd, though, knows each and every one of his individual sheep and knows them thoroughly, knows them in perfect detail. He knows what frightens you. He knows what your hopes are. He even knows the hopes that hurt because they don't look like they're ever going to be fulfilled in this life. He knows your joys, your humor, your sensitivity. Your good shepherd even knows things about you that you could not possibly know yourself. He has your future planned out in detail that you could never know. He has your exact number of days in this world numbered, which you yourself never could. Jesus even knows the love that he has for us better than we know it ourselves. And that means that when we sheep wrongly start to doubt or question the knowledge, the love of our good shepherd, that knowledge and love remains today and always perfect. So, my fellow sheep, as we move forward, who are we going to know and who are we going to love? And as we move forward, who are we going to listen to? I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. The other lessons this morning warn about evil shepherds, bad shepherds who actually have the intention of destroying Jesus' sheep with spiritual lies. In this gospel, Jesus warns about another kind of bad shepherd who actually isn't a shepherd at all. He's just in it for the money. The sheep don't belong to him. All he wants is money. So when the time comes to choose between his own life and the life of the sheep, of course, he chooses his own and lets the sheep be destroyed. What kind of shepherd are we going to know and follow? What kind of shepherd are we going to listen to? Knowing the good shepherd and loving him and listening to his voice means you dismiss any shepherd who speaks against him. You hate any message that contradicts what he says. We know and love the one who knows and loves us perfectly. We listen to the one who leads us with perfect knowledge and love. But any honest, self-aware sheep will have to admit there have been times when I have listened to other voices over the voice of my good shepherd. I have listened to and loved lies that go against his word. And usually when I do that, it's because those other voices are telling me what I want to hear. At least what my sinful, itching ears want to hear. I listen to lies, especially when they tell me something like, "You're no sheep. You're strong. You don't need someone to take care of you and defend you. You're a strong person. You take care of yourself. You defend yourself from your own. You're no sheep. You're smart. You know what's best for you. You know which way to go. You know which path to follow in your life. You don't need any shepherd to guide you." And what silliness it is to listen to those lethal lies, that anyone could know a better way for us to go than our good shepherd, or defend us, save us better than he can. But good shepherds also understand that their sheep wander. And when they do, good shepherds work to bring them back. I'll just give you one example from the Bible of Jesus doing that for one of his sheep. One of the men listening to Jesus say these words was St. Peter. And later, St. Peter wandered badly. He stopped listening to the voice of his good shepherd and he started listening to a lie instead. See, the voice of the good shepherd says, "You stay here with me. You stay at my side and you will live. Even if you die, you will live." But then there is a lie that says, "You first, preserve yourself, your own life above everything else." And on the night of Jesus' trial, Peter stopped listening to the voice of the shepherd and started listening to that lie. So in order to save himself, he denied knowing Jesus, and he didn't do it once, he did it three times. And what did the good shepherd do for his wandering sheep? Did he walk away from Peter? Did he turn away from Peter? He turned toward him. He looked straight at Peter and called him to repentance. And then later, after the good shepherd laid down his life and took it up again for that sheep, the living, loving shepherd turned toward Peter again and restored him to the flock with forgiveness. We all do what Peter did sometimes. We listen to lying voices instead of the voice of our good shepherd. We listen to a voice that says, "You are no sheep. You don't need a shepherd." Listen to the lies of the world and false belief. But our shepherd does not turn away from us when we do that. He seeks us out. He turns toward us and calls us to repentance. And he brings us back into his flock with forgiveness. So, what do we do now? As we move forward, we strive to love him as much as he loves us. We want to know him as well as he knows us. We listen to him and to him alone. We follow the one who laid down his life for us and took it back up again. We follow him every day as we move forward in this world because he leads us into the green pastures and the quiet waters, God's word, where we find forgiveness and rest for our soul. We follow him as we move forward all the way to our heavenly home, where finally we will stop and rest with him forever. Amen.